backup?
You know, we're talking about that right now. You know, obviously, Taylor's in the protocol, but we haven't made a decision on that yet. I'm sure as soon as we do, we'll let you guys know.
This time last year, you knew where you were going to finish. You rested a lot of players. What's the difference in the two situations as far as preparation and coaching going into the game?
Yeah, there's definitely, yeah. I mean, I think there's definitely a difference. I don't think it means that it's less, you know, you're putting in less time or anything like that. It's just that, look, you know, if you're in a playoff run, you'd be crazy to say that it's the same as where we are now. But the thing that's key for our players and our coaches to understand is, you know, is that we have to prepare and be ready to go on Sunday, because that's what our responsibility is as professional coaches and professional players, you know. So, and that's what we're going to do. You know, these guys are going to prepare hard. They're going to practice hard, and we'll go up there and try to find a way to win. I don't think it is with this group, John. Maybe with other groups it might be, you know, but not with this group. I think these guys will they'll be ready to go when they show up here tomorrow.
You had a chance to look at the tape with DeAndre's catch. What you think?
Yeah, it was a great catch. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, he tipped it to himself, kept his feet in bounds. I mean, he's had a phenomenal year. You know, I think he's the best receiver in the league. I've said that before. And, you know, it was a great play.
Positive thing for your team, to like the younger guys that are seeing, you know, trying to see
sure.
how to be a pro.
No doubt. I mean, the way he approaches every game. I mean, he wants the ball. He's competitive. I wish we could have gotten it to him more. You know, but I think he's a good example for our younger players. You know, I'd say especially on game day. You know, the way he approaches every game, every snap, every play, he wants the ball. So I think he does set a good example that way.
DeAndre turned around and said, hey, we're going to tear it up next year. When guys say that, it's got to be heartwarming, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't see that. But, yeah, those guys are tight. I mean, they're Clemson buddies too. So, you know, they go way back, right? But, no, you know, look, I think that, you know, Deshaun was watching the game and he saw the play. I mean, it was a great play. So I'm sure he has visions of him being able to do that, you know, with Hop next year.
A couple of questions about the offensive line. How did Julio Navarro do? This was his most extended action. And what was going on with the corner blitzes? Because Hilton, I don't think it's ever happened before, a guy get 3 sacks for the corner.
Yeah, I thought the young guys played pretty well. I think, you know, I think Julione held his own in there against some good competition. I thought that Kyle Fuller did some good things. I thought Quiz did some good things, having not played in a real game. I mean, that's a long time. I thought he did some really good things. You know, the star blitz there, the nickel blitz got us, you're right, and that was really just something that was missed assignment, little execution problem that we have to coach better. You know, we just got to do a better job of making sure that either the back knows who he has or the tackle knows who to fan out to or whatever it is. So we have to get that coached up better, and the guys have to execute that better.
How strongly do you believe, having been the coach here for 3-plus years, coach playoff teams, that next year with Deshaun Watson as your starting quarterback, that you and your staff can turn this around and get you back into the playoffs next year?
I think every year is different, Brian. I think a lot of that has to do with the offseason, and I believe very strongly in Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's obvious. I think he's a great player. And but I think, you know, things have to be evaluated. You know what I mean? Like, you have to go into the off season and you have to figure out, you know, what are the strengths and weaknesses of your team, of your coaching staff, of your organization, and you have to, you know, make sure that you're trying to improve. And I think that's the big thing. So for me to sit here and say, you know, what are we going to do? That's a long way off. I think it's very, very important to focus on this game. And then once this game's over, now, okay, let's evaluate where we are in all facets of what we do.
Last year you mentioned quite often when there were all the rumors about your future and everything was going on that, you know, you had a 5-year deal with the team. Next year is your last year of that deal. You said you won't resign. Would you be willing to coach this team next year if you don't receive a contract extension?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't happen very often in the NFL, but there's no reason it can't happen.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, sure. No, I'll coach this team. I mean, as long as they want me to coach this team, I'll coach a team. I mean, we have a good staff. We work very hard. It hasn't been a great year. We know that. We know the business. Like, we're not blind to what goes on in the NFL. I mean, everybody understands that it's a bottom line business. But we believe in what we do. And, you know, again, a lot of those decisions aren't made by me, you know, so I just, do the best job I can to work with the staff and the players to try to get a win on Sunday.
What did you see from Yates yesterday as far as his performance, and what are some things maybe you can tell him or he can do to maybe play better next week?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen him yet, Christy, so I'll say, like, I probably need to wait till I see him, you know, just because we played yesterday. But I think, like, there's a lot that goes into playing that position, and it's not just him. You know, it's protection, it's route running, it's his execution, his reads of the coverage, his ability to go from one side to the next, you know, as far as making the proper read within his progression. And so we'll work on all those things, and he'll work hard to improve. He's a great guy. He'll work very, very hard to improve, and we'll get it better this week.
Is there a chance for the Drew Girl quiz this next game, or will that be looking ahead?
We'll have to see. You know, we'll have to see. I thought he did some good things. You know, we'll have to see how it goes this week in practice and things like that. But there were definitely some good things that he did out there.
After the game, David was actually able to answer football questions because he was back on the field. Yeah. Talking about that, you had said all along, you're going to play, you're going to help this team. You talked a little bit about the evaluation, but is that something that you thought would come for you, get a chance to evaluate him as a football player?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, that's the big thing is, you know, There was a lot of unknown about where he was at relative to what he was coming back from, you know, talking about everything from strength to weight gain and, you know, just overall his ability to move, you know, relative to his, I mean, he had, you know, a bad form of cancer. And so, yeah, we just wanted to make the right decision to activate him so that, you know, look, when we did activate him, we were going to play him and see where he was at. And I thought he did some really good things yesterday. He's got a long way to go to be back probably to where he was in 13 when he was going to start the first game. But I think he's on his way.
The Bulls are 3-12. You guys are 4-11. How much does pride come into a game like this to where there's no one in the stadium, in that locker room with the coaches that wants to end the season, not just, you know, losing out, but losing that final game to Indianapolis?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I mean, I think that there's a lot of pride relative to being a professional, but also a division rival, you know, somebody that's been, you know, our rival for a long time. I mean, I think there's a lot that goes into it. And I think part of it is making sure that we're ready to go against AFC South. Neither one of us are going to the playoffs, but, you know, this is kind of like our playoff game right here. Let's see how we can finish this season, and kind of reference to your last question, you know, see if that puts us on a, you know, ending on a good note headed into the off season.
How important is it to stay out of last place?
Important, yeah. You don't want to, in the division, you don't want to end up in last place. No, it's very important to go out there and try to win this game and not be in last place, no doubt about it.
What have you seen from Will Fuller since he's been back from his injury?
I think he's done a good job. I think that, you know, I think his injury was a very tough injury. You know, I think that he was banged up in a few spots, and I think he's come back, and you know, I think he's done some really good things. I really have admiration for him and high hopes for him. I think he's got a great future in this league.
The players, a lot of the top guys on your roster, have said they don't want you back. What does that mean to you when the players, that they buy in and that they believe that you're the guy to lead?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of an interesting team, Aaron. I mean, I think we have a bond here with the coaching staff and the players, and maybe it's because of all the things that we kind of had to deal with this year. You know, those guys are good guys. They look, I'm, you know, you guys know me now for 4 years, pretty emotional when it comes to those players. You know, they put in a lot of time. They put it on the line for us in a pretty violent game. And so that means a lot to me when they say that. That's $5,000, John.
Thank you.
That's the least amount of fines. That's, if it happens twice, it goes to 10.
The running game, he had a season high yards against a team that was ranked 8th against the run.
Right.
He hadn't been running worth a darn. What changed?
You know, John, I think there were a few things. I thought that these young linemen, they weren't perfect, but I thought that they had good games. I thought that Alfred Blue ran very hard. I thought Lamar had some good runs in there. I thought Jay, when he was in there, did a nice job lead blocking. You know, we had a run early in the game where they were blitzing that, you know, Aaron talked about blitzing the star, and Jay kind of picked him off, and we were able to gain good yards on that. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I just know that we did a good job. It's just the passing game was terrible, you know. And if you can't throw it and all you can do is run it, you got no chance of winning in this league. And that's kind of what happened to us offensively.
So improved offensive line, having the young guys have those games that give you some confidence or hope heading into next
year? Yeah, I think there's some good young offensive linemen here that have to, you know, continue to improve and get better, have great off seasons. You know, and we got one more game, but – you know, once the Indy game's over, I'm talking specifically about these young linemen, they really need to have great off seasons. You know, you think about it, they go from their college season to preparing for the draft, which is like not really getting ready for playing football. It's more about getting ready for a track meet, to be honest with you. And so then they go to rookie mini camp, then OTAs, and they really never have a true off season. So between your first and your second year, that goes for any rookie player, you have to make great strides between your first and your second year, and that off season's huge.
Bill, how big a game is this for TJ? He's been trying to prove to you that you should stick and that kind of thing.
Yeah, Matt, I think it's a big game for everybody. You know, I think it's a big game for everybody. I think it's a big game for the coaching staff. I think it's a big game for the team. You know, so I wouldn't say it's, you know, bigger for this guy than, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean that much to this guy, but it means that it's big for everybody.
Separate kind of that there's a lot at stake. I mean, jobs are on the line for everyone. Dan's leading, and then you have this last game. How do you kind of stay focused? Like, how do you go about doing this?
Absolutely no problem doing that, Aaron, really. I mean, you know, I think I have been doing this for a while, seen a lot. I haven't seen it all, but I've seen a lot. So I think it's very easy for me to focus on trying to get this team ready to play, good game plan, trying to get the coaches, make sure they understand how we want to practice this week, you know, how we want to meet, what we want to talk about, how we want to play the game. So that's not a problem for me at all.
Let's talk about the offensive line. Carlos Watkins, this was, I think, the most he's played for you guys.
Yep.
How did Carlos do, and what do you think of him? He's got to start a little more now.
Yeah, I like Carlos. I think he's really improved. You know, I think early in the year, I think he struggled. Just like most rookie defensive linemen do, you know, everybody's bigger, stronger. The game's a lot faster. There's more double team type plays. You know, in pro football, guys are getting in a 3-point stance, you know, grown men and coming off the ball. And I think that's different than college. And I think he took a little while to get used to that. But he's a big, strong guy, and I think he's really improved. And I really like Carlos. I like him as a person, and I think he's going to be a good player.
Now, how crazy was that for you going through the situation with the referee? TJ come off the field, he thought he was concussed.
Yeah.
The backup gets a concussion. What was that all like for you in that scenario?
Yeah, I think John asked this after the game, and I think I gave him a great long answer. John, didn't you ask this question?
Yeah.
So I thought the officials – I love that. I love the post-game media interaction. It's one of my favorite things. I think that I thought the officials did a great job there, Mark, of basically seeing that, you know, whatever happened, I don't know how they look at it, that, you know, he needed to be checked out, and it was the same thing with Taylor. You know, relative to that happening, as soon as that happens, what you have to do is you go, because they go into the tent, you go right to the next quarterback and make sure that he understands, hey, look, this is how I'm going to start the drive. You know, this is probably the second down play. If it's second and this, I'm going with this. If it's second and this, I'm going, hey, here's my first third down play. If it's this, are you good with all these plays? Maybe ask him a few questions about the plays as fast as you can. Get him snaps with the center. You got to make sure that he gets snaps with Greg Mance. You know, that's a big thing. So try to do that as fast as we can, and that's kind of how it went. And then when he went out, TJ had already been cleared to be able to go back in the game. So, and if that hadn't happened yesterday, Braxton Miller would have been our third quarterback. Yesterday. Yeah, not saying that will be this week, but yesterday he had the dot. Yeah.
How do do you prepare young guys for that? I mean, I know every quarterback prepares like as if they can come into the game at any moment, but that seems like a really hectic situation.
Talking about with Taylor?
Yeah,
I mean, I think he's a – look, he's a bright guy. I mean, he was very focused. He didn't have – like, his lips didn't turn blue. His eyes didn't go like this. I mean, he was kind of ready to go. He's like, I like these plays. You know, he feels better in certain formations than in other formations. You know, right now, still kind of learning the offense, but very, very calm, very poised. I kind of like the way he handled it. Thanks, guys.